Hey there, awesome listeners. This is Jake Carter, and welcome back to Depression to Drive, Gentle Motivation to Move. Now, let's be real, life can sometimes feel like a roller coaster with way too many loop-de-loops, right? We all go through those moments where negativity creeps in, like an unwanted houseguest that just won't leave. But here's the thing, holding onto those negative emotions is like trying to carry around a heavy backpack full of rocks. It weighs you down, makes movement tough, and frankly, nobody wants to do that. So, today, we're diving headfirst into something super important, learning to let go of negative emotions. We're not talking about burying them deep inside or pretending they don't exist. That never works, right? We're talking about consciously acknowledging those feelings, understanding them, and then finding healthy ways to release them so they don't control our lives. Ever felt like you were drowning in a sea of negativity? You know that feeling when your mind just replays those awful moments over and over, and it feels impossible to break free? Yeah, we've all been there. But listen closely. Learning to let go is a superpower. It's about taking control of your emotional landscape and creating space for happiness, peace, and genuine joy. And trust me, it's totally achievable. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. 1. Acknowledge and accept. The first step is acknowledging those negative emotions, the anger, sadness, frustration, fear, whatever it may be. Don't judge yourself for feeling them, it's natural. Just say to yourself, okay, I'm feeling emotion right now, and let yourself experience it without resistance. Think of it like saying hello to an old friend. You're acknowledging their presence, but you don't have to invite them in for tea. 2. Name it to tame it. Ever notice how words can be incredibly powerful? When we put a name to our feelings, they somehow lose a little bit of their intensity. Try journaling, talking it out with someone you trust, or even just saying the emotion aloud. Saying, I feel angry, is different from just being consumed by anger, right? 3. Find your release valve. We all have different ways of processing emotions. Some people find solace in exercise, others in creative outlets like painting or writing. Maybe you're a music enthusiast who finds peace in a good playlist or a nature lover who feels rejuvenated by a walk in the park. Experiment with different activities until you find what works best for you. 4. Practice mindfulness. Ever get caught up in those what-if scenarios that spiral into anxiety? Mindfulness is all about bringing your attention back to the present moment. When those negative thoughts creep in, gently acknowledge them and redirect your focus to your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This helps break the cycle of rumination and brings you back to a calmer state. 5. Be kind to yourself. Letting go is a process, not a one-time event. There will be days when it feels easier than others. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and remember that setbacks are a part of the journey. Don't beat yourself up if you have a rough day. Just pick yourself back up and keep moving forward. Remember that time you were super stressed about an upcoming deadline? Maybe you felt like everything was piling up on you, and your mind raced with all the things you had to do. Ever notice how those feelings tend to amplify when you focus solely on the negative aspects? Now, imagine instead of drowning in that stress, you took a few minutes for deep breaths, listened to some calming music, and visualized yourself successfully completing the task. Suddenly, those overwhelming feelings start to dissipate, and you feel more confident and capable. That's the power of letting go. You can choose to focus on what's within your control, your actions, your attitude, your perspective, and let go of the things that are beyond your reach. So, my awesome listeners, today's takeaway is this. Negative emotions are a part of life, but they don't have to define us. By acknowledging, understanding, and releasing them, we can create space for positivity, joy, and genuine fulfillment. Remember those 5 key takeaways: acknowledge, name it, find your release valve, practice mindfulness, and be kind to yourself. And most importantly, keep moving forward. Take action on what you've learned today. Share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words, and join the conversation on social media. Let's support each other on this journey of growth and transformation. Until next time, keep your head up, your spirits high, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.